Let's find our center. Please come to a nice, tall, seated position. Take a few deep breaths in, a few deep breaths out. Relax your hips. Gently lift your heart. Relax your mind. Welcome yourself to the here and the now. This moment, this morning, this breath. Begin to rub the palms of your hands together. Breathe a little deeper. Feel a heat start to arise in the hands. Prana energy in the lungs. And then bringing the palms together at heart center. Slight pressure between your palms. Slight pressure between the thumbs and the sternum, heart bone. Elbows parallel to the wrists, shoulders back and down. Pressing down your hips, lift through the center. Look inward. We'll begin today's practice with three rounds of Om Namo Gurudev Namo. This chant, Om Namo Gurudev Namo, means I bow to the wisdom, to the teacher, to the guru within myself, the inner light, the inner wisdom. Three times, Om Namo, Gurudev Namo. Nice and loud, exhale. Deep breath in. Om Namo. Welcome everyone. Good to see you. Nice ongs in the morning. My name's Greg. I'll be guiding you through the practice. We'll be doing some Kundalini yoga today. And this practice of yoga was created by this fellow. He was a tantric master by age 13, a prodigy, and his name is Yogi Bhajan. And so he compiled the system of Kundalini yoga, which pops up all over India. So this style that we're practicing isn't the only Kundalini yoga. It's a system systematized by a Kundalini yoga master to make it accessible and palpable to the masses. And he was also a Sikh. And so And so the you hear see I don't know if you can see in the back, but he's wearing white all through and Sikhs. I don't know nearly as much as I should about them. But in the studies what I do know is that there's an underlying creed of the Sikh faith, and it's unconditional love, upliftment, compassion for all people, all colors, all races, all castes. And so it's there's that underlying tenet of let's uplift everyone, no matter what their circumstance is. So the combination of Kundalini Yoga, which is an incredibly powerful system, with that vibration of the Gurumukhi chants, the Sikhism, creates this beautiful emergence. It's said that this system, it's said that Kundalini Yoga, not particularly this, is the yoga of awareness. And so I don't know how much Sanskrit you guys know, but you'll learn two words now. And there's a word in yoga called avidya. Does anyone know what that means? Yeah, it's commonly called ignorance. And it's said that yoga, all types of yoga, but the yoga of awareness definitely, helps to remove ignorance from our lives. And I was listening to a talk on this the other day, and it's like ignorance can be viewed as this really negative thing. It's like, oh, you're ignorant, or something like that. But it doesn't have to be so much like that. It's something as simple as, you know, when you're looking for your car keys or something, and they were right on the table, but considering you were in such a rush, you didn't notice the car keys there. It's like some part of the consciousness was ignoring the truth of what was right there in front of us the whole time. And how much of that avidya, that maybe it's conscious, but it is definitely not conscious. By definition, it's an unconscious thing. It's something that's right there in front of us, maybe within us, maybe in a relationship, maybe in life, maybe a pattern, but a part of us ignores that thing. Maybe we're not ready to see it yet. Maybe, but there's a million reasons why, the path of life. But the practice of yoga, over time, as the light of your own inner awareness grows, you start to become more and more aware, have more and more vidya, knowledge. And so my teacher, he has a video, he's like, he warns people. He's saying, if you want to really practice yoga, watch out, because you're going to start to see all the things that you weren't aware of before, patterns that we do, patterns in our speech, our actions, our movements. And so if you prefer to stay in your comfort zone, probably best not to do some energetic Kriya practices. But if you are genuinely on the quest to illuminate consciousness, awareness, whatever that means for you, then yoga is a very good thing. So I offer that out to you. Maybe that sparks a little something inside. And I was called to offer that. Dispelling of avidya, spelling of ignorance, so that we have more vidya, knowledge, awareness. Sitting up tall, close your eyes. We practice with our eyes closed. You become the inner witness of your practice. So whatever arises through the course of the yoga, just try to be with it and just try to watch it. If you need to take a break at any time, do so. And as always, be kind and loving to yourself and one another. Come up to a standing position. Feet parallel. Nice and simple warm-up today. Inhale, reach your arms up. Exhale, bow. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, bow. Eyes closed, keep going on your own. Nice deep breath here, guys. Let's wake things up. As your spine starts to feel open, speed up, waking up your heartbeat a little bit. So we're always meeting ourselves as we are. The current body, the current spine. Please close your eyes, eyes closed in the practice. And so as you feel from within yourself, send breath through yourself, through your body. Side and a sinking into the shoulders, straight elbows, and then the other side. Stand all the way up, arms lift. This time, bring your feet a little bit closer so your heels are on the edges of your mat, your toes are a little. Hands in prayer, down the midline, come to a squat, exhale, hips close to the floor. Inhale, sweep your arms out, all the way, stand up, reach up, palms touch, exhale, squat. Continue on your own. Beautiful, everyone. Close your eyes. Feel that fire, getting inside. You know a fire needs oxygen? If the fire is getting brighter, go faster, breathe deeper. Seconds, you're doing awesome. Three, two, come to a squat. Closest thing you can to it. So if you need to do variations, do so. Heels on the floor, elbows pressing out into the inner knee. Focus on your third eye, space behind your forehead, inside. Take one final breath. Feel your lower midriff, lower mid-belly expand. Come onto your hands and your knees. Good job. Tabletop position. On your inhalation, shoulders roll back, lift your heart up. On your exhale, round your back. Inhale, you arch. Exhale, round. Last one. Good. Stand up on your knees. Stand on your knees, hands on your lower back. For those of you who feel very open and have no problem, you can lay on your back and do wheel instead. You know your body. Fingertips facing down. Push your hips forward. Breathing deeply, lift your heart. Roll the shoulders back. Keep lifting the heart up for a few breaths as you slowly start pushing your hips forward. Maybe drop your head back. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. And breathe. Hips go forward. Breathe into your heart. Hands on your lower back, come up. Sit on your heels. Turn around, lay on your back with your head facing me at the front. Hug your right knee into your chest. Straight left leg on the floor. And turn your right knee over top of you to the left, out to the left side. Let gravity take your leg all the way to the floor. And you could have your knee on a block or a bolster if there's tension in your hip or your back. Reach your right arm out to the right. Even if the shoulder lifts off the floor, that's okay. Right arm stretches out. Turn your head to the right. Close your eyes. Notice if there's a pattern, a habit of opening the eyes. What would the experience be like if you just stayed inside today? No need to look outward. Long breath in. Slow breath out. Long breath in. Slow breath out. Relax something. Come back to the center. Switch your legs. Come to the other side, twist. Knee to the right, left arm to the left, feel twisting. Long breath in. Long breath out. Head turns to the left. Final breath. Relax something inside. Come up to the center. Hug or release your leg. Stretch your arms to the front, stretch your feet to the back. Take a deep breath in. Relax, exhale. Bring your hands on the floor next to your hips. Lift your legs to the ceiling. Keep your eyes closed. Lift your whole chest off the floor. Lift your head off the floor as if you're looking at your own belly with eyes closed. You can even hover your arms off the floor right there. Just next to your hips. Very good. Breathe here and slowly lower your legs. Five. Deep breath, yogis. Four. Three. Two. Hovering 1 inch from the floor. Relax. Press your hands down. Lift your legs to the ceiling. This time, either stay here holding the back of your thighs or swing your legs a few times. Your hips come off the floor and then catch your lower back. Please do this comfortably. Don't force anything. If you're not sure, just stay with your hips on the floor. Shoulder stand. Close your eyes and breathe. One more deep breath. Make this last breath really even. In, really even coming out. And notice what happens to your experience when you breathe smoothly. Bring your legs towards the front of the room, slight over you towards me at the front. Plow, slight bend in the knees if your back is sore. If your legs are straight, toes might touch the floor. Bend your knees, letting them hang next to your ears. Let your legs go loose. And as you breathe, slowly come back to the floor. Make sure you're breathing. Help your way back down, gently. Relax for a moment. Relax your legs. Relax your body. Press your elbows down. Lift your whole upper body off the floor like you're in bed, propped up on your elbows, looking at your toes, eyes closed. Lift your heart up. Drop your head back. Walk your elbows closer together and closer towards your hips. Feel this opening the heart from underneath. If possible, just a very light pressure of your head on the floor with your heart lifting. All right, guys, you're beautiful. Take 3 deep, conscious breaths here. Let the sensations pass through you. press down your elbows more. More weight on the elbows. Inhale, lift your heart. And lay down. Palms open next to the side. Do any little adjustments you need here. If your back is sore, you can put a bolster under your knees. Nice warm up. 1 minute deep relaxation. Notice what you feel. Notice your breath. Completely allow whatever you're feeling. Toes, stretch your arms. Okay, that was just the warm up. There's still a whole Kundalini set coming. Take an inhale, stretch, relax, exhale. It's good. Come up to a seated position, turn and face the front. Simple cross legs, hips on the floor. If you can, but if you need to sit on a bolster or something, do so. Some of you will need to obviously open your eyes to see what the instruction is, but then as much as possible, go back in. We use a breath called the breath of fire, and this is a purifying, heating breath. In and out through the nose, like so. So the inhale matches the exhale. In and out, in out, in out, in out, in out. If you're pregnant, don't do this one. A lot of stimulation and heat created from it. If you have migraine headaches, sinus issues, or high blood pressure, you want to take it very gentle, not to create extra pressure. Okay? And over time, capacity will build, and all of that migraine, sinus stuff will balance through your practice. So just meet yourself where you are. Stagger yourselves forward and back from your neighbors. If you know this practice, the sequence Kriya for elevation, just meditate during the instructions. Reach your arms up, 60-degree angle. Fingertips come to the finger knuckles. Knuckles stretch back open. Press your thumbs to the ceiling. Straight lines. Close your eyes. Get ready. Look inward. And awareness to your third eye, 2 centimeters behind your forehead, inside. Begin breath of fire. You have placed yourself into a mudra, a full body mind seal, a specific seal of energy. Breathing here for about 2 minutes, 15 seconds. Stay with your breath as your main focus and notice all the sensations, stimulations, percolations. Breath of fire is different than Kapalubhati. It's not exhale dominant. In, out, in, out, in, out. So your inhale is equal volume to your exhale. Lift your hands just a bit. Press the tips of your thumbs up and press the tips of your hip bones down. Lift your heart. Seconds left, home stretch. Our hands higher than your head, quite a bit. Let's breathe a little louder. Clearing out, you're cascading your energetic system with prana, fresh energy. Clearing out blockages on all levels. 3, 2, stay here, exhale, empty. Reach your arms up, touch the tips of the thumbs, but spread your fingers. Take 3 breaths. Get as tall as you can. Lift your chin a little bit. Release your hands. Hands down. Lift your heart, shoulders back. Moving into the spinal flex. Hands on your knees. Hands can be on your shins, a little more flexible on the spine. And it's like a grinding, a rocking motion back and forth, where the pelvis is rocking forward and back. And your eyes and your head stay level the whole time. Okay, so you're not moving your chin. We'll get to the head later. Connecting with your breath. Get ready. Inhale, belly button forward like a back bend. Exhale, lower back backwards. The breath is so powerful. Don't think about the movement too much. It's not an analyzing thing. Listen to your body. Make the breath really bright, flowing. Listen to that inner wisdom for how deep to go. Different parts of the spinal cord, you're literally clearing out and repairing your nervous system. This increases clarity of perception to all the parts of yourself and beyond. Amazing, everyone. Keep going. Seconds. Deeply enjoy these last cycles of breath. Breathe them right down into your spine. as 5, 4, 3, 2. Exhale, come to a straight spine. Sit in that beautiful, perfect meditation. Inhale deeply. Hold your breath. Contract your pelvic floor just a little bit, but lift your heart. Holding that prana, life force. Release the pelvic floor, gently exhale. Relax your mind. Relax your ears, your jaw, your temples, your shoulders. Spinal twist. Hands on your shoulders. Fingers on the front of your shoulders, thumbs on the back. Elbows up parallel to the floor, to the shoulders, and elbows are always wide apart, away from you. Make sure that you're not going to bump elbows with your neighbors. Inhale, twist to your left. Exhale, twist to your right. Keep your elbows nice and high for this one. Same as shoulders. Keep going. About 3 minutes, drop in, twisting meditation with breath. Feel how this is twisting, bringing out the middle of your torso, your organs, kidneys, central spine, your third chakra, Manipura. Send some love and some light, some breath right into your center. Sit tall. Going? Amazing. If possible, breathe 1% deeper on the inhale, 1% more exhale, and notice. Notice what that does. Relax your face completely. Visualizing a column of light becoming brighter and brighter through your spine. Seconds. Lift your heart into it. Be totally free with your spine. Align the spine right up to the top of the head. Inner smile. You're beautiful. Last 3, 2. Come to the front or face the front. Exhale. Keep your posture. Open the elbows. Inhale very deeply. Hold it. Squeeze the pelvic floor. Lift your heart. Stretch the elbows apart. Exhale. Relax. Hands on your knees. Sit proud. Observe. Straighten your legs forward to the front of your mat. You can bend your knees if you need to. Otherwise, legs straight. Lift both arms to the sky. two peace fingers of each hand, make two big hooks. Inhale, lift, reach forward, and hook your big toes all the way up to the knuckles of the fingers, all the way up to the knuckles of the toes. Press the ends of your thumbs into the fat, flat, big toenails, like you're pressing into two little TV screens, creating pressure points there as you pinch. Eyes closed, you got it. Stretch your legs, stretch your spine, pinch the toes, begin long, deep breathing. Ujjayi breath is okay here. The ocean coming in, the ocean going out. This is the life nerve stretch. And it stretches a whole bundle of muscles, nerves, and meridians. That whole web down the whole back of your body. Can you allow your mind to get very kind with your own experience? Kindness is key. Each time that you breathe in, long breath, you lengthen your crown a little bit forward. Pinch the toes. Each time you exhale, you reach a little more from the inside. Pinching the toes stimulates meridians that are connected to the pituitary gland and third eye. Energetically, you can reach through your third eye, through your crown. Maintain the pinching of the toes and really feel what's happening inside. Allow the thoughts to become very quiet, the breath very full. Can you maintain all of the efforts and also let go of some inner resistance? Inhale, halfway lift. Pinch the toes, eyes closed. Press down your hips, engage your pelvic floor. Hold your breath. Lengthen your spine, shoulders back. Slightly tuck your chin, reach your crown. Exhale, relax. Come up to seated, keep your legs there. Keep your left leg straight. Bend your right knee out to the side. The sole of your foot comes in to your inner left thigh, or sit right on the ball of the heel. Orient your spine or your torso towards your left foot. Reach down your legs, folding as close to your toe as you can. Left two fingers hook the big toe. Pinch that little TV screen. Right two fingers maybe wrap around and then double pinch. Square your chest, press down your knee, reach the top of your head longer. Eyes closed, look inward. Begin breath of fire. Purifying breath.
different than Hatha Yoga?
Stimulating a marma, pressure point. 10 seconds, breathe a little stronger, get a little longer. Reach your heel. Reach the top of your head towards your toe. Inhale, halfway lift, breathe in. Hold your breath, pinch the toe, reach the crown, inner smile. Exhale, bow. Stay present with your changing experience. Inhale, sit up, eyes stay closed. Switch your legs right away. No hesitation, get right to the other side. Maybe sitting on your left heel. Right hand reaching as close to your foot toe as you can. And then thumb pinches in to the big toenail. Nice. Get ready. Find the stretch lines. Shoulders back. Breath of fire. Begin. Be one pointed. Let it be simple, not complicated. I'm doing one thing. This technique helps to really burn up held inner tension, inner toxins, helps to clear the central channel and the right side pingala. It is said or philosophized that this technique, the Maha Mudra, actually dissolves old karma. So as you breathe energetically, breathe strong, imagine you're dissolving that karmic trail, clearing space, clearing patterns. Last three, two. Inhale all the way, nice and tall, pinch the toe, hold your breath, squeeze your pelvic floor, slight tuck of your chin, reach the crown longer, exhale, release it all, relax. Inhale, sit up, right away, come to a cross-legged position, hands on your knees. Go to shunya, the still point within yourself, for one moment. Experience the space within you that is present. Legs come wide apart. You might have to come forward or backwards from your neighbors. It's perfectly fine to bend your knees here, or you could sit up on a bolster. Whichever one you need, so you can sit straight. You could also turn to the side or the creative. More than enough space. Hands on your shins. On your inhalation, sit tall. On your exhale, to the side. Inhale, sit tall, breathe deep. Exhale, to the side. Simple. Side, inhale, side, inhale. If you're very flexible and you can keep your spine straight, you can pinch your big toes as you do this. Pinching each one. Really good. Make sure that every time you inhale, you sit straight up and your crown gets as tall as you can to the center. Imagine you have a little paintbrush on your head and you're trying to paint a line, a point, right on the ceiling. Feel a really nice breath through the right and left side body. It's beautiful. Remember to focus a little bit on each inhale and sitting up a little straighter. Each inhale, a little fuller. That's it. You're coaxing energy from the base of your spine upwards to the crown. Two, come to the center. Inhale. And right away, tilt forward. Exhale towards the floor. Keep your hands on your legs. Inhale up. Exhale forward. Inhale up. Exhale forward. Keep your spine nice and long, so don't let your head hang down. Keep the neck extending through the crown. Nice long line. Always listen to your inner teacher, inner guru, and the invitation from outside is to go a little bit faster, go a little bit louder in your breath. See if you can expand that energetic edge just a bit. Beautiful. Three, two, inhale, sit all the way straight. Great breath in. Lean forward, exhale, as low as you can given your space. You can relax your back here, relax your head, possibly pinching the toes with forehead on the floor. Take three deep breaths. Gathering energy through your legs. Up the spine, releasing tension from the mind. Feel your own energy. Come up to a seated position. Turn around, face the front, laying on your belly. Bring your hands underneath your shoulders. Feet together, hands under your shoulders. Lift up about halfway. Use your back muscles to lift you. Your arms are helping, but you don't want to collapse your neck into your shoulders. We actually want to find our own level so that the shoulders roll backwards and you actually pull and lift your heart upwards, puffing the front of your chest as much as possible. Then lift the chin, reaching the head up. Some of you can come to almost straight arms, high cobra, some of you lower. Feel that line of your spine in an arc from tail to crown. Get ready, eyes relaxed upwards to the third eye. Breath of fire, begin. Shoulders draw back and down to lead the front of the chest up. Totally Zen Buddha face. No tension in the eyes. It's all energy.
ground equally through your hands. Reach your toes. Keep going. Focus on the inhale a little more. Relax your face. Trust that inner energetic intelligence. How could you lift your heart more? How could you breathe more up into the heart? Seconds left. You're amazing. Home stretch, guys. Three, two, inhale deeply. Long breath in. Stay where you are. Keep the posture. Deeply exhale. Stay up in the pose. Inhale, full breath. Lift a little higher, breathe a little deeper, drop your head backwards. Lay down, exhale. Walk your arms forward, forehead on the floor. You could turn your head if you prefer. Be present with what you're feeling. A lot of sensations move around this point in class as we're working right on the heart lines. Come up to a seated position. Simple cross legs. We're almost done. Sit tall. Loosen up. Hands on your knees. Inhale, shoulders up. Exhale down. This one is so good. Shoulder clearing, heart clearing. You can go faster or slower here. You could take, you could launch off rocket speed, if that's your speed. You are the consciousness, you are the matter, you are the energy. Your practice. I like to visualize like a multi-dimensional toothbrush. Just brushing the heart, brushing the whole area from inside out. Seconds. You're right in it. Straight spine. Soften your eyes. Keep going. Feel everything. Last three, two, giant breath in. Full inhale, shoulders up, shoulders up. Exhale. Breathe naturally, feel here. Your right ear hangs towards your right shoulder. Head backwards. Clockwise, turn, rolls of the head. 1 minute this side, and then we'll switch. Give some beautiful, soothing, flowing breaths to your entire nervous system. Completely relax your mind. Having an energetic actually what we want, to help clear the blocks, clear the stuck energy. Deeply trust that your body knows what to do. Lift your heart. To the center, inhale, great big breath, exhale. Notice what you feel, what is true for you in this moment. Come and sit on your heels with your knees facing forward for the final kriya, the sat kriya, before relaxation. Perhaps you're sitting on a block, maybe you're sitting on something else, or this position. We chant the mantra, sat nam, sat nam, sat nam, sat nam, like so. So the first part is sharp, like a lifting type of energy, and the second part is a little smoother, relaxing downwards, like a therapeutic or massaging. So it'll sound a little like so. Sat nam, sat nam, sat nam, sat nam. Okay, very good, you got it. There's more. And then there's a belly action that goes with it. So we're also working to almost like palpate the energy, helping the energy balance. And so on your sat, you contract the navel in. On nam, you relax the belly out. Try to relax the belly fully, like so. Sat, nam, sat, nam, sat, nam, sat, nam, sat, nam, like that. The word sat means true. The word nam means vibrational identity. So sat nam is an orientation to that, the true self, known deeply by you. Reach your arms up, interlace your fingers, release the index fingers, thumbs crossed. If ever your arms get tired, you can rest your hands on your head. This is about a 5.5-6 minute meditation. So come into focus. Come into the group energy. Pronounce your words. Eyes are relaxed and gently focus on your third eye inside. You can follow with my pace. Get ready. Sat nam. 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 Sat. whole health. Your whole health.
Sat.
Nam.
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 Sat. Breath in. Bigger. Hold it. Squeeze pelvic floor. Awareness lightly to the third eye and extending beyond your crown. Exhale. Slowly release your hands. Slowly release your arms. Stay in meditation on third eye, Ajna, and that elevated energy beyond the crown. Just observe how the energy flows inside. Or kindly lay on your back for a beautiful shavasana. Either meditation or come to lay on your back now. Bless you. Meditators, expand your awareness to the infinite. Inside infinite, outside infinite.
deeply receive this moment. Relaxation, of intimate communication with yourself, with spirit. your fingers and toes. Meditators, just remain. And do a stretch of your arms. Roll to the side. And let's all meet in a meditation posture. Get comfortable. Close today's practice by chanting the closing mantra together, May the Long Time Sun. And the words of this one are, it's a wish, it's a blessing. And so you could actually offer this to yourself or to someone in your life who's in need of this positive vibration that we created. And the words are, May the Long Time Sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. That deep wish for that light of consciousness, that light of truth to expand, to heal, to spread.
We'll sing it with music, and then we end with three sat Nams, true name. Let's come together here.
Thank you.
light of peace, love, truth, wisdom. Pour into your heart, pour out into your life, and spread through the world at this time. Satnam.
Satnam.